Nous gagnons des petits ensemble. Nous maillons nos bonnes familles, nous vivons paisiblement. Moi toujours là pour lui. Moi pas j'aime la chérie. Non, ma travail dit. Sorti bonhomme rentre tard. Pas gain le choix, c'est moi papa. Voyez l'école. Maladie, c'est moi-même.
That's Shebe, a Haitian-based musician playing as part of the acoustic guitar project. Every day, people like Shebe around the world strum away at guitars, maneuvering their language and voices and notes into spellbinding sounds. Those moments, when it all comes together, are extraordinary. The acoustic guitar project is all about trying to create and capture those moments. The premise of the project is simple. Musicians have 1 week to record an original song using their voice and a guitar. Once they're done, they must sign the guitar and hand it off to another artist. Dave Adams is the creator of the Acoustic Guitar Project. He's handed off guitars in Finland, Haiti, Colombia, and now Detroit. And we welcome Dave Adams to Current State. He joins us by phone from New York. Welcome, Dave.
Well, thank you so much, Mark. It's a pleasure to be here this morning.
We also want to bring Greater Alexander into the conversation here. He has been our performer that you've heard a couple of times. He's one of the Detroit artists participating on the project. Alexander, welcome to Current State.
Thanks a lot, bud.
Dave, how did you come up with the idea for this acoustic guitar project?
I just decided, I'm in advertising normally, and I do a lot of digital solutions, and I just kind of decided that I wanted to come up with one of my own, and I have a lot of musician friends, and I had seen them, you know, write amazing songs really off the cuff, you know, and then spend a real long amount of time producing them, and I just wanted to kind of free them from the normal constraints of being perfectionists and just given an opportunity to write a song in a shorter period of time and not focus so much on the perfectionism as so much more on just really creating something from the heart and not judging it.
Logistically, though, Dave, tell us how it works. Obviously, the guitar plays a key role in this whole process.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, the guitar for Detroit was actually handmade by a great gentleman named Victor Long, who lives down in Virginia, from minorbird.com. He created the guitar specifically for Detroit, and it plays a role because, each guitar, you know, you only have it for a week, and you're influenced by that instrument, and I think that plays a big part, almost as much of a character in the story as the musicians are. And so what ends up happening is each musician has that guitar for a week. They put their influence into it, create a song, you know, based on that week of their life, essentially, and then it gets handed off to the next musician, and then we go through a certain number of musicians, and then we have a concert at the end of it.
How interesting. Alexander, tell us how you got involved in the acoustic guitar project.
Yeah, I saw this cover on Metro Times and basically had this acoustic guitar on a pedestal in the middle of Penn Station, it looked like. And I'm like, what is this? And so that was really appealing. And then I opened up to the story and hear it all unfolds. And then I just submitted an application and went from there and just really read about kind of the whole thing. And was just fascinated by it because I work in that way anyway. I create songs sporadically and they always come to me naturally, but even having the essence of a guitar that was built for the city of Detroit made me very even more in tune with it. Something about that just was really phenomenal.
Dave, tell us here, you could have gone 1,000 different places with the project. Why did you come to Detroit?
Well, I did a Kickstarter, and I allowed my backers to choose the city. And the overwhelming choice was actually Detroit. So, and fortunately, I'm also from Detroit, so that made it a lot easier for me. so it was a bit of a homecoming for me, and it was really it's just been fantastic to go home and really dig deep into the music scene. You know, I haven't lived there in about 10 years, so to come back to it and really look into what's going on and get a chance to show the world how great Detroit is, you know, and how diverse its musical scene is. It's been really, really fun for me to do that.
And tell us a little bit about Detroit's guitar. What's special about it?
What isn't special about it? It's such an amazing guitar. One of the backers, like I mentioned, his name is Victor. He and I chatted. You know, I talked to all my backers in the Kickstarter, and we got to chatting and found out that he builds guitars, and he offered to build one for free for the project for Detroit. So I went over to, actually took a bus down to Virginia to meet him and filmed the whole process of building the guitar, and then he shipped it up to Detroit, and it's been going through the hands of all the musicians here in Detroit since then, and we're filming the whole process and turning it into a TV pilot as well.
How interesting. Well, let's turn to Greater Alexander right now and have him perform the song that he wrote for this project. Tell us a little bit about Symphony for the City.
All right.
Of this city, I beg your pardon.
The Symphony of the City. Yeah, the guitar, like Victor, I actually ended up speaking with him as well, and he ended up writing the Symphony of the City inside of the guitar. And it was from this poet, Will Langsford, I believe. He wrote this poem called Detroit Bread. And so Victor was looking up all these videos, trying to figure out, like, what he wanted to name the guitar. So he's putting all this energy into it. And I wrote probably like 4, 5, 6 different songs within that week. And the Symphony of the City came out when I was down in Detroit and just walking around the city and observing it. And then the name came to me after. I was just like, well, how do I formulate the final melody line of it? And it was right inside the guitar. It was already speaking for me.
Well, let's hear it. Greater Alexander's Symphony of This City on Current State.
Says that I hoped you'd keep getting lost in your absence while my heart grows weak. It's like pulling teeth and putting them on metal plates. No more spoken moments, all that's left is hidden space. Everything in between. You are the light, you are the spirit, you are the symphony of this city. Like being pulled apart by horses while sitting on spinning plates. No remorse from the torture, just hidden energy in the space. Cause it's like broken bones laying in the catacombs. When they've served their purpose, the spirit loosens stitches on. Ooh. 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 You are lies, you are truth, you are everything in between. You are the light, you are the vision, you are the symphony of this city. You are lies, you are truth, you are everything in between. You are the light, you are the spirit, you are the symphony of this city.
Greater Alexander, It's called Symphony of This City, part of the Acoustic Guitar Project. We're also joined here this morning on Current State by Dave Adams, the creator of the Acoustic Guitar Project from New York. I mean this as a compliment, and other people have said this, Alexander. You bear a pretty potent resemblance to Ray LaMontagne. That's one of the highest compliments I can lay on anybody.
Man. Beards rule. You
know? It goes beyond the beard, I'll tell you that. What has been the takeaway for you from composing that song and sitting here now on the other end of the whole process?
You know, it's just going down to... I'm a Wayne State University alumnus. Sorry, Michigan State, but it's closer to home. And so just I hadn't been down there or lived down there in a while, and I have friends that are starting to live down there more, and I was like, why am I not spending more time down there? And the guitar actually kind of sped up that process for me a little bit. So I just spending a whole week down there. I usually do once or twice a week or something like that, but I decided to go down there every day, and I live about 15 minutes away from the city, so that's what kind of brought it.
Got it. Dave, tell us briefly here, we've just got a little bit of time, tell us more about the concert with the artists who participated in this project in Detroit.
It's going to be amazing. It's December 28th, Saturday, December 28th at 8 p.m. At a place called Next Wave Studio Lab, which is on 950 Stevenson Highway in Troy. And it's going to be fantastic. Each musician will get up and play the song that they wrote for the project, maybe speak a little bit about what the experience was like. And I've done these concerts so far in Finland, Colombia and Haiti, and I can tell you that they are just absolutely transcendent experiences. It's really it's a beautiful thing for each person to just have their one moment and bring it to life. It's beautiful.
Dave Adams is the founder of the Acoustic Guitar Project. Singer, songwriter, guitarist, Greater Alexander has been our musical guest here this morning on Current State. You're going to play us out, Alexander. Tell us with what?
Yeah, I'll do my debut album, which was released about a year ago, is called Positive Love, and that's the title, and that's the song I'm going to play.
Very good. Greater Alexander on Current State. You've been listening to Current State on WKAR. Have a great weekend.
My positive love, positive love, you make it feel